This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Thank goodness for high school and college football. I was thinking this morning of what many folks are looking forward to here at the end of a not-so-pleasant week. And isn't it strange that with the lack of civility all around us bombarding our sensitivities every hour, that the collisions on a football field, and yes, well-organized, well-executed, good sports, team play, could be the thing that makes this week more tolerable for many of us. And then there's church. On our television show this weekend, we talk a bit about that. My co-host is longtime farm broadcast veteran Mike Adams. These days, he hosts the show Adams on Agriculture, but the other role Mike has had for some 40 years is that of minister. He has served as a pastor for mostly rural churches in West Central Illinois. In a segment on our TV show, This Week in Agribusiness, Mike and I talk about that survey recently done by the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health, where they asked farmers where they turned during stressful times, such as those the people on farms and ranches are going through now. There's been a lot piled on that plate, as Mike and I noted. Drought in Missouri, hurricanes in the Carolinas, low prices insufficient to cover the costs, as in the dairying business. There are the trade and farm policy worries, the political conflict every day. Many of our farmers face the inevitable challenges of aging. And this isn't a business where the grower often feels isolated, has that overwhelming feeling of isolation. Mike and I talked about how that survey showed that in stressful times, many of the farmers said they derive support from their local church community and from the Bible and from prayer. And as Mike pointed out, that local church can be a place of constancy, something solid to lean on in these times of change and chaos, that the familiar hymns and scripture bring a sense of belonging and acceptance. Mike also spoke about how the pastors, the elders, deacons, ushers of the church can be so important too by being more observant, noting if someone is acting differently. And just by being there, being a listening ear during these turbulent times. And as I think about it, there might be no better way to show how you are a true friend to someone than to listen to what they are going through in tough days. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.